Once upon a time, in a galaxy far, far away, Jaesu and Keisu interviewed some pretty cool people. Here's one of those interviews now.
All right, Jaesu and Ryan here at Niagara Falls Comic Con. We're here with Chantel, the infamous zombie bit me. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Not too bad. We've seen you at different cons over the years, and we've been admirers of your costumes.
Thank you.
We're really big fans of your Deadpool costume. How long did it take to come up with that?
It took about a week, I'm not going to lie. I bought a bodysuit and altered it because I am terrible at making bodysuits. But I did. I sold on all the black pieces and mainly made most of the props.
That's cool. Now, we've never really done a cosplayer interview before, but how did you get into cosplay?
I was always, I guess, a big fan or a geek or not. Otaku. Whatever you want to call us, I was a big fan of it. So I brought all that into my modeling that I was doing when I was younger. And once I moved to the city, I got to go to the cons and, you know, express what I really liked.
Cool. What was the first costume that you made?
My first costume was actually Chi from Chobits. I didn't really make any of it. I found a male dress shirt in the closet and threw on a wig and her ears.
But sometimes that's all it is, right, for cosplay. Like, some people get put down because it's not, like, put in months of work. Where, I mean, I think it's just the fact that they're out there, they've dressed as what they assume what their character is, right? That's all it is, right, to have fun.
It's true. And then my, like, actual costume I really actually made was my Phoenix one. And that was actually for the first Niagara Falls Comic Con. At Demon Busters four years ago.
I think I had my picture taken with you that year, actually, now that I see it.
That was a good convention for its first one.
Yeah, you gotta figure now it's 3 days, so 3 days of fun.
I know, yeah. 4 years later, and here we are.
Now, I know it's probably tough to pick your favorite kid, but do you have a favorite of the costumes you've made?
Probably my Skyrim. It only took 2 days to make, and I was completely obsessed with that game. Like, every hour of my day was spent playing that game and perfecting it. And, you know, once I became that character, I just felt more into it.
And
it was like, yeah, I even wore the helmet as I played the game.
That's funny. Like, are there any cosplayers that you, like, especially getting into the business, like, you look up to now or follow?
I've always looked up to a lot of cosplayers. When I first started, Linda Lee was a huge, huge inspiration. She used to talk to me on Twitter and kind of help me out. And I've met so many other girls since then, like Leanna Bam. Me and her have become great friends.
Yeah, I remember.
Had her here last year, yep.
Yes.
Meeting Kristen this year is great. I've met a lot of other girls, and I hope to meet more.
Awesome. I guess with you going to a lot of the other conventions, like, do you try to make it out to, I mean, because there's quite a lot of conventions within a year. I guess you have to choose which one can you make it out to, right?
It's whoever books me first.
Nice.
That's how it goes.
Nice. Now, is there any costumes you're working on now?
I have a new one tomorrow, and it has been said it is Poison Ivy. I am currently working on a new costume that I have to keep hush-hush because it will be on things, on a TV of sorts, possibly. So
cool.
I will be quiet about that one.
When can we look forward to that then? Like, in a couple months or?
Probably next year.
Next year? Well, I think it would be worth the wait.
And I actually plan on putting that costume in a contest. I am not usually the one to do contests or anything like that, but I am pretty excited about this costume. It's big and elaborate.
Nice. What events are you going to be after today?
I will be at PesaCon in Seattle after this convention, so I can look forward to seeing you there. If you guys play Pathfinder or D&D, that's basically what the convention is.
Nice. Cool. And where can people go to check out your costumes?
Yeah, you can go to www.zombiebit.me, and anything with the Twitter or the Facebook, it's all zombiebitme.
Cool. Well, we certainly appreciate the time you took with us today, and continue to
us.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.